From Blue Amp Media, Bob Seska joins Cliff and Chester, and it goes exactly where you hoped. Three things happened on this week's Amped Up. We brought on our old friend Bob Seska, Sexy Liberal, and the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Universe podcaster, before podcasting was a thing, and brilliant Trump-era analyst. Exactly the right wingman for a long-form takedown. The convo went exactly where you hoped it would, unless you were drinking any kind of beverage at that particular moment you could shoot out of your nose in hysterics. David Chester, the Emmy-winning former MSNBC anchor turned in a comedy set so relentless Bob had to admit on the record he had to up his game. Chester, a man who used to read teleprompters at Hardball, was now riffing on 6-inch ballroom glass and Trump's confused relationship with measurement. Cliff joined the party with Stephen Miller's use of ballroom. It's just ballroom to Trump. All articles had been removed for their safety to draft his plans for Liebenstrom, and all hell broke loose. In a good way. Yes, very serious. These issues were discussed. We berated corporate media and implored Democratic leadership to go more on the offensive per usual. But very serious issues are always discussed on Amped Up. Sometimes we have to laugh so we don't cry, and Cliff, David, and Bob made this one of those moments. It's independent media, kids. David even explained geopolitics of Bell, Shaver inflation in a post-Hormuz economy. Bob discussed the Trump ballroom shakedown, Chuck Grassley quietly tacking $1 billion in security onto a DIS bill while 20 million Americans are about to lose SAA subsidies. 4.3 million families have already lost their SNAP benefits, and the predator class throws itself a Versailles dress up. Party in front of the Oval Office. The conversation runs through Trump's increasingly visible cognitive collapse on camera. Mutilization is now a word, apparently. Republican primary. Challenge cowardice. The right. Wing influencer rebellion already chewing into the MAGA base. Megyn Kelly and he. Tucker Massey. Alex Jones. Suicide. Squad cabinet. The Marco Rubio tank question. And the most ruthless Chuck Grassley take you'll hear this year from Cliff, including the fact that he's the only sitting senator who voted against the MLK holiday in 1982 and is currently fourth in line to the presidency at the ripe young age of Raug. LY122. If you've never seen Chester fully off a leash, let's just say he could have added an Emmy for best comedy performance on a live stream to the one he earned in his days as an anchor at MSNBC. David Chester, Emmy winner, displaying a whole other skill underneath the laughs is a real argument. Hit play. Or something. This one delivers. This is the kind of show that will never, ever happen on corporate cable news because cable doesn't allow substance or comedy. It was the funniest bit Chester has ever turned in, and a brutally honest read on the predator class without three executives having panic attacks about lost ad revenue. Lou Amp Media is independent, uncaptured, and only here because you fund it. Subscribe to BAM at $60 a year. $5 a month, you spend more on a latte in a day, and it doesn't fight fascism day in and day out. Can't swing it? Throw us a few bucks at our Ko-fi. Then share this episode with a friend who still thinks cable news is funny, and drop a comment below with your favorite Chester moment of the night. Bob and David rid them, and so do I. Every subscription, every donation, every share, every comment is a punch back at the people who'd rather you stay quiet. Same fight. Cliff.